Hi, I'm Rachel Abbott, and over the past 25 years, I've overcome disordered eating, and I've learned how to help others overcome their undesired eating behaviors too. In fact, I've created an entire health coaching practice that centers around empowering women to take control of their relationships with food. And here on the podcast, we discuss our favorite ways of doing just that. So if you'd like to feel empowered in the way you relate to food and learn about all different kinds of ways to do that, stick around. Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining. Today, I want to share with you an interview that I did with my daughter. She is 9 years old now, and she was 8 years old at the time of the interview. This was recorded, I believe, last month, and she just turned nine, so very new to the nine-year-old life. But anyways, I wanted to interview her because in my course, my six-week course that I'm teaching, Mastering Magnitude, we discuss intuitive eating. And intuitive eating is basically just learning to listen to your body and eat what you need and turn down that which you don't need or want. Intuitive eating isn't just about only feeding yourself when you need food. You can also obviously indulge from time to time without having any thoughts of shame or guilt around it. Anyhow, my point is that kids are naturally intuitive eaters. And so I wanted to interview a kid and get their perspective. And so here is just a short little interview of me interviewing Pearl, and I hope that you guys enjoy it. Oh, and real quick, please ignore the mom voice. I realized when I was listening to the interview that I definitely had my mom voice on. So please ignore the high-pitched tones and the overly excited verbiage, I guess. Thanks. Thanks for joining the Magnitude Wellness Podcast. Today on our show, I have a really special guest. She's probably my favorite person in the world. Her name is Pearl, and she's my daughter. Hi, Pearl.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on my show today. So how old are you?
I'm eight.
You're eight. Okay. And so the reason I wanted to have Pearl on my show is because, well, she's a kid and kids have unique perspectives. So I just wanted to see what you thought about different things. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does your mommy do? What am I? You know?
You're like a something nurse. I forgot the name.
I'm a nurse, but for the podcast.
You're a health coaching person.
A health coach. Yeah, that's right. Okay, cool. And do you know what health coaches do?
They like tell people like what's healthy and stuff.
Yeah. So my specialty, so I help specifically women, and I help them, in my words, take control of their relationship with food. What does that mean? Do you have any idea?
No.
So sometimes as you get older, or as we get older, sometimes we eat even when we're not hungry, or we eat foods that we know isn't good for us, or we eat way too much so we feel sick to our tummies. Do you ever do that?
No.
No.
Why do people do that?
That's a good question. So there's a lot of different reasons why. Regardless of the reason, my job as a health coach is to help them
not do it,
to be like a kid again and just eat when you're hungry and only eat just enough to where you're full, like not overeating or anything like that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So what's your favorite food?
I don't know.
That's your favorite fruit. How about that?
Watermelon.
What's your favorite vegetable?
Carrots.
And what's your favorite dessert?
Cake.
Nice. Me too. You know what I like on top of my cake though?
Ice cream.
Yep. Okay, cool. So we talked about what I do. Talked about your favorite foods. What else would I want to ask an 8-year-old, almost 9-year-old? So you don't ever eat too much. You only eat just the right amount. Is that right?
Yeah.
Do you ever think about what you want to eat like far in advance? Like today, do you think about what you're going to eat tomorrow?
No.
Okay. Do you ever think, like, when you wake up in the morning, is food the first thing you think about?
No.
What's the first thing you think about?
Well, it's not usually always the same thing.
So. What was the first thing you thought about today when you woke up?
I don't remember.
Well, you did have a sleepover last night, so you woke up with your best friend, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty fun, huh?
Yeah.
So, let's see, what else? Do you, when you're sad, does it make you want to eat?
No.
No. What do you do when you're sad to help yourself feel better?
Wait, how does that have to do with health coaching?
Which one?
Like, what do you do when you're sad?
Oh, so health coaching, that's a good question. Isn't just about like what you eat. Like, it's not just about the food on your plate. It's if you think about like a circle, there's like, you know, if you keep drawing lines towards the middle of the circle, there's lots and lots of triangles, basically,
mm-hmm.
like lots of little pies. So every little pie has different areas of our lives that make up the whole circle, which if the circle is like representation of our health, all the pies are all the pieces of our health. And it's more than just food. It's your job, your relationships, your spirituality, your what you do for fun. There's a whole list of things that have to do with making you a healthy person, not just the food that you eat. So for instance, say you ate healthy food 100% of the time, but you didn't have any friends and you just never interacted with anybody. Would that be a happy life?
No, but what if, like, but you would have a mom and a dad.
True, but no friends your age, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Would that be fun?
No.
No. And so your health is related to a lot of different things, not just food. So that's why we talk a lot about everything, emotions, relationships, shopping, whatever.
Wait, shopping has to do with your health?
Oh, if you enjoy shopping or shopping in the grocery store or whatever.
Oh.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
So what do you do to help yourself feel better when you're sad? You know?
I don't know.
Do you give yourself a hug?
No.
What's weird? What's weird about that? That's not weird. Do you get a hug from someone else?
Sometimes.
Sometimes? Do you tell someone when you're sad? Does it help you feel better if you tell someone?
Like,
We can skip that question. You want to skip it?
Sure.
Okay. What about when you're angry? What do you do when you're angry? Is there anything special you like to do when you're angry?
There's nothing really, like, special.
Yeah. I guess I could help you out by telling you what I do. So when I'm sad, one of the things I like to do is write. If I, like, write, like, or just, like, write words, stories, whatever, that makes me feel better. And when I'm angry, I haven't done it in a long time, but I like to like break things with my hands, like sticks or like hangers. I like to hear like the pop and feel the crunch in my hand. Is that weird? It helps me feel better. What about you?
For angry when I'm angry, I don't have anything like pretty special.
Nothing specific. Okay. Well, do you have any questions for me?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for coming on my show.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening, guys.